This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, a hump day, and it's the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So we are going to get the ugly out of the way now, all right? I've been promising you ugly all day. I've been in such a great mood. There's so many great stories. We're going to get the ugly out of the way, and then we're going to move on. We'll do emails. We'll talk about the newest Democrat proposal, one we've heard before. These people are destroyers. They're insane. Republicans funding their own demise, and so many other things. So, before we get to the specific ugly, do you know who the current chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is? Just a little trivia for you. If you don't know, don't feel stupid. It's no big deal. Who is the current chairman of the House Judiciary Committee? Chris, you're pathetic. It's Jim Jordan of Ohio. Yeah, great work, Chris. Way to guess it afterwards. It's Jim Jordan of Ohio. Okay. All right. Now, you know who Jamie Raskin is? Jamie Raskin, this guy?
He's trying to militarize our society, intimidate his political opponents. The whole idea of picking cities based on their partisan leadership is absurd. I mean, there are lots of Republican cities and towns struggling with crime. Everybody is across the country. Always, crime has always been part of our history. And yet crime is down. In D.C., for example, it's at a
filthy communist liar. This guy.
He was arrested and swept up and flown out of the country to El Salvador as part of the government's dragnet campaign against Tren de Aragua. But he had no criminal record. There were no outstanding criminal charges against him.
Jamie Raskin. Now, what happens if Democrats take back the House of Representatives in the midterms? The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is going to be Jamie Raskin. Now, I actually thought about this for a minute. I had a brief moment where I thought about doing this. I thought about walking through all the major committees in the House of Representatives and pointing out who the chairman is now and who the likely chairman will be if Democrats take over. Because remember, you get to chair every committee. I thought about doing it for every single committee. I will not. I'm not going to do that to you. But I kind of wanted to bring home as much as humanly possible what it's going to be if we lose the House of Representatives in the midterms. Okay. Headline, Jamie Dimon warns of global bond crisis sparked by soaring debt and oil prices. Seems bad. How do the poll numbers look?
Look at this. On cost of living, country is on the wrong track or right track. Look at this. Among independents, 75%. 75% say the wrong track, just 9% say the right track. Look among Republicans. The plurality of Republicans say that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the cost of living versus just 39%, 45 versus 39. Donald Trump has lost every single part of this electorate.
More numbers.
And Donald John Trump is in the worst position he has ever been on inflation. And more than that, these are the worst numbers I've ever seen for any president. I mean, just look at this. Look at this. According to Ipsos, look at this net approval rating on inflation. We got the latest poll out. He's 49 points underwater. That means that 49% more of the public disapprove than approve of the job he's doing. I went back. You remember Joe Biden? Inflation absolutely crushed his presidency. But at his worst, according to Ipsos, he was just 43 points underwater. So Trump is lower now on inflation than Joe Biden ever was, according to Ipsos. And I will note that the inflation rate right now is only about a third as it was back in June of 2022. Yet Trump's numbers are significantly worse than Biden's ever were.
Headline, U.S. gas hits $4.18. The highest since 2022 surge. And finally, to wrap up this little doom and gloom segment, headline, Trump tells aides to prepare for an extended blockade of Iran. We cannot undo what has been done, and we've had this talk a million times. Now that we're there, you can't just turn around and leave. Iran will say it was a win, and then they'll start charging people tolls for the strait or something terrible. So maybe you want to leave, can't do that. Maybe you're one of these Iran hawk people, kill them all and let God sort them out type things. Okay, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. We can't do that either. If you look at the topography of Iran, it looks like the Rocky Mountains. It's a mountainous country of 90 million people. Please don't think this is a weekend drop for some green berets and then it's over. We're talking about a long, brutal, bloody war. Okay, so you can't do that. What do you do? Well, you can keep the blockade going, which it looks like we're going to do. You can start bombing infrastructure. Okay, fine. Iranian oil, because of the blockade, Iran is at risk of losing all of its oil-making capacity. The way oil works, I just need to explain this to you, you do not just get to turn it off. Meaning, if you go tap into oil under the ground, you can't just say, beep, no more for now. The oil has to flow. If it doesn't flow, it gets watered down, it gets ruined, there's a bunch of chemical things that happen. You can't just turn it off. It has to flow. If it stops flowing, it's a disaster. You start bombing out infrastructure, including oil infrastructure. You are removing Iranian oil from the world market. So, without a deal, and we do not have a deal, Trump got so frustrated about the Iranians' lack of willingness to make a deal. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner were supposed to fly over there, if you remember, on Saturday. Trump canceled it at the last minute and said, no, these people won't even come to the table. They can call us if they want a deal. Iran, right now, as it stands right now, they do not want a deal. Well, since Trump politically doesn't think he can just pack up and leave because then it would look like a loss, that leaves us with blockade and probably airstrikes. Okay. Again, maybe you're an Iran hawk and that's music to your ears. I totally understand that. Completely your right to feel that way. Please know that that means Jamie Raskin's going to be the head of the Judiciary Committee.
Look at this. On cost of living, country is on the wrong track or right track. Look at this. Among independents, 75%. 75% say the wrong track, just 9% say the right track. Look among Republicans. The plurality of Republicans say that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the cost of living.
You know what our net approval was with Hispanics a year ago? -3. You know what it is now? -49. If you are an Iran hawk, totally get it. Easy to hate a regime like that. Stay there, kill them all, prosecute the war. I totally get these motivations at all, and I'm not telling you you're wrong. But every day this war goes on, the prices go up and up and up and up. And the man who was elected to get prices down, he has to own it, chose to get involved in a war that is driving prices up. And if prices continue to go up instead of go back down, if this continues, I don't think I would tune into this show or any other show on election night, because it's going to be a bloodbath. And that means Democrats heading every committee, every Trump official getting a subpoena every other day. Of course, you already know impeachments. Are we going to actually have the defunding of ICE? Let's remember, they shut down American airports for a while, and they're in the minority right now. What are they going to do if they're in the majority in the House of Representatives? If you are a kill them all, let God sort them out in Iran person, totally fine. Please be clear-eyed about what the results of that are going to be. There is going to be a trade-off, and domestically, we are going to hand significant government power back to the communists. And every time I read you these polls, if it sounds like they get worse every time, it's because they get worse every time. Every single day this goes on, our chances get slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. Now, we can't put that genie back in the lamp now. Once you make the decision to go, then other people have a say in when it ends. But man, oh man, we need a deal. Now. All right, I'm done with it. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dr. Kelly, I'm in favor of arresting and throwing all the dirty commies from previous administrations in jail, but indicting James Comey for an Instagram photo is a complete joke and gives credence to the Democrats' assertions that Trump is only looking to find ways to arrest his opponents. We know that actual crimes have been committed. Is the DOJ really unable to find an actual crime that does not have the statute of limitations passed? Says I can say his name. His name is Walt. Okay, well, I might give you that, Walt. The politically informed person, like you and me, knows that James Comey has committed an unending number of crimes by abusing his position as head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And therefore, whatever you arrest him for, he is definitely deserving of going to prison. However, normies, the low info voters out there, to the people who don't know the things you know about James Comey, it probably doesn't look great. However, let's talk for a moment about what the why may be. Pam Bondi just got fired. Donald Trump fired his attorney general roughly a year into his term. That's pretty fast. She lasted a year? Okay. Todd Blanche steps in as acting attorney general. How many things have we seen come down from the DOJ in just the last couple weeks? Indictments here, indictments there. They've been coming down fast. They've been coming down so fast. People are looking around asking, what was Pam Bondi doing? All of a sudden, we're getting all these indictments, and this guy's in trouble, and that guy's in trouble. Here's what I'll say. It is human nature that on your first day on the job, you show up really early. On your first day on the job, you are dressed to impress. On your first day on the job, everything the boss says is yes, sir, and no, sir. And when you've been there 10 years, it's, oh, gosh, are you kidding me? On your first day, it's yes, sir, and no, sir. Everybody knows first impressions make a really, 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 really big deal in the mind of the person you're impressing. They are a really big deal. Todd Blanche is probably auditioning. He is aware that Pam Bondi is gone because Trump didn't think Pam Bondi was doing enough. Is he going overboard? Maybe. But it's his first day on the job, if you will. He's probably going to go overboard. Speaking of dress to impress, Bob and I did something we rarely do this morning. We went out for breakfast. Nobody goes out for breakfast. Don't even know where it came from. But we were just sitting around the house, and she said, you want to go out for breakfast? Yeah. We go out for breakfast. I munched on some delicious chorizo and bacon and eggs and cheese. I won't go into it. That's not the important thing. What is important is we got up to leave. There was this dude, this portly-looking Mexican dude, standing by the door, dress pants, dress shirt, tie on, standing there quietly and respectfully. These clothes probably just came from Walmart. To say they were not fitting would be putting it mildly. I was so blown away impressed. He was there in that restaurant applying for a job. At a freaking greasy spoon diner where they serve eggs and bacon, he brought his Sunday best and put it on. And he showed up in a tie to get a job. And I told Ob when I got in the car, I said, if that guy showed up at my office today dressed like that, I'd hire him for something. We'd have him doing something around here, Chris, whatever it is. I don't know, mow the lawn. Whatever it may be, something. But just a little reminder from Daddy Jesse, please put on a suit and a tie when you are going to apply for a job. Whether it's at Jiffy Lube, a greasy spoon, or corporate America, leave the t-shirt and shorts at home. Stop smoking cigarettes out in front of the office. Put on the best clothes you have and go get your job. Look them in the eye, shake hands firmly, and listen more than you talk. Jesse, in light of recent rulings, I just wanted to take a moment and thank God for Justices Thomas and Alito. Patriots both that we will sorely miss when their time on the court is done. Is there anyone left in the country of such character and wisdom that could replace them in the future? I asked that question before because I've heard people say that. It's an understandable fear. Alito is irreplaceable. Thomas is irreplaceable. Who did I just ask about that? Molly Hemingway. I just asked her about it. I've asked a couple of these legal minds that question. And I got back a better answer than you think. They told me, they said, hey, look, these guys are the best. And none of them want those guys to retire. But they all said, there are some good guys on the bench out there. Now, it's a matter of picking the right ones. What, Chris? Chris said guys that we can get through. Yeah, well, it's all going to depend on the Senate. You can get them through if you have the Senate. How's that looking?
And Donald John Trump is in the worst position he has ever been on inflation. And more than that, these are the worst numbers I've ever seen for any president. I mean, just look at this. Look at this.
It's really important to keep the House and the Senate. Really, 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 really important. All right. These people are destroyers. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, a hump day. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So there's another thing about inflation, about all the losing the value of the dollar so quickly for so many people. Remember in the very beginning of the show, in the first hour of the show, where we talked, it was a long talk, but we talked about how when people are happy and content, that there's just no communism, it can't take. It never takes. The soil isn't fertile enough for the communism to take. It just doesn't work. You need people to be miserable to have any chance for the communist seeds to take and to grow. So you have to create malcontentment. It's part of the reason they love crime so much, but that's another story entirely. As we suffer inflation and do things that make inflation worse, there's something that happens, and it concerns me a great deal. There's going to be an increasing appetite for communism in the country. When things are going poorly, when people are unhappy, they are more willing to accept communism. Do not bother screaming at me like you might be right now, but they're going to make it all worse. Oh, of course they will. Yeah, of course. They always do. Yeah, I know that. I know that. But human beings react that way over and over and over again. When they are unhappy with their circumstances, when they are miserable, they are more open to hear horrible ideas if those horrible ideas are promising some sort of relief. What kind of thing am I talking about? I'll play it for you right here. Now, I know you are going to recognize this immediately as being a bunch of commie gobbledygook that won't work and it'll bankrupt businesses. Everything you're about to say is true. I understand that. Try not to listen as you. Try to listen as a 25-year-old who could hardly afford the rent and your cell phone bill. You're not making it. And things are getting more expensive by the day. Gas is $4 a gallon. And then a politician stands in front of you and says this.
I'm co-leading and introducing historic legislation to move the federal minimum wage to $25 an hour. That would make it a true living wage. As someone who taught economics at Stanford, let me explain why this makes so much sense. In 1968, the real minimum wage was $14 an hour. Today, it's $7.25 an hour. That's right. That means that workers today are making half what they made in 1968. At the same time, productivity has increased 2.5 times. That means the average worker is producing 2.5 times more value than they were producing in 1968, yet they're being paid half as much. So where is that extra value going? It's going in the hands of the multimillionaires and billionaires.
I know that's commie gobbledygook. I know $25 an hour minimum wage would drive unemployment through the roof and drive businesses out of business and raise the cost of everything you're saying. You're right. I know. To the people who aren't making it, especially the low infos, and that's a large percentage of people, to the normies out there who aren't making it, ridiculous commie ideas like that, they sound more appealing, don't they, when you put yourself in those shoes? It concerns me greatly. Headline, Sanders, that'd be Bernie Sanders, and AOC-backed progressive federal... Let me try to read this again like a normal person. Sanders AOC-backed progressive debuts federal 25 mil... Okay, never mind. It wasn't me. They screwed up the whole headline. Let me read you how they wrote it. So this is how it says. Sanders AOC-backed progressive debuts federal $25 minimum wage with coalition of $100 organizations. They just forgot a word. Progressive what? Progressive organ... Anyway... Bernie Sanders and AOC are throwing their weight behind this kind of thing, too. This is the kind of thing we can lose the next generation for. This is the kind of thing we can lose our coalition for. Yes, these people are destroyers. But the message of communism gets more and more popular as the people are unhappy. Do you hear the kooks in California?
Please give me...
Remember, one of these people is probably going to be governor.
Please give me a yes or no answer. Are you in favor of suspending the gas tax? We know that Mr. Mahan says yes. Javier Becerra says no. What do you say, Tony Thurman?
Yes.
All right. Chad Bianco?
Yes.
Mr. Steyer?
I want a windfall profits tax on the oil companies who've raised the tax
all
by
right.
$1.50
All right,
per
Mr.
gallon.
Steyer, that was a lot of no's there. Let's go to Mr. Hilton.
That wasn't no.
Mr. Hilton?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Ms. Porter.
No.
All right. Mr. Villaraigosa.
No.
Californians are paying $6 a gallon for gas, and every Democrat running for governor has said they're going to maintain the prices. Let's check in on Seattle. Here's the mayor.
I think the claims that millionaires are going to leave our state are like super overblown. And if, you know, the ones that leave, like, bye.
They're destroyers. They're not trying to build. They're not trying to fix things or make things equal. They laugh. They just laugh. Oh, our tax base is leaving and our state's going to get worse? Ha ha, goodbye.
I think the claims that millionaires are going to leave our state are like super overblown. And if, you know, the ones that leave, like, bye.
Great. Great work, Seattle. Mr. The Food Whisperer, this guy says, I'm taking a week-long trip in Clayton, North Carolina, suburb of Raleigh. Raleigh's a great town, by the way, brother. I'll be eating on the company's dime. I need advice on what restaurants or at least regional dishes and culinary styles to find. You need to get in on some North Carolina barbecue. Stop it, Chris. You Texans can save your emails. Tennessee, save your emails. Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, all you other southern states can save your hate mail. I love your barbecue too, for the most part. Carolina barbecue is dynamite. You have probably heard that it is more vinegary than other kinds of barbecue. It is accurate and it's inaccurate, and here's what I mean. It is more vinegary. But when you describe something as being more vinegary, isn't that kind of a negative way to describe something? Like when Ab is cleaning something and she's using vinegar, it's awful. It's like mustard gas in the house. So when you describe anything as being vinegary, it's not a flattering way to describe it. I remember being very skeptical the first time I spent some time in North Carolina. I loved North Carolina. I almost moved there. I went into a barbecue place, and because I'm a man of adventure, I decided I was going to tap into the North Carolina barbecue, ready to hate it, because I love me some Texas barbecue, obviously. It's really good, man. I am not saying it's superior because it's different. I don't know that it's, I'm not saying superior. It's really good. What, Chris? What? Chris said, is this just because it was pig? No, because I don't really eat pig barbecue much. I'm not a big pulled pork guy or something like that. I try to stay kosher, Chris. No, I'm kidding. I just don't like I'm not a big pork thing. Even ribs, I like baby backs and all that. Dude, it's tough to top a big beef rib. When's the last time you had one of those big honking beef ribs? They weigh like 5 pounds. If you get some barbecue guy who knows how to smoke a good beef rib, oh, they're a little bit expensive. So we all know Chris isn't ever going to buy them. But I'll tell you what, they're pretty freaking good. We have one more segment. Let's stop funding communism, Republicans. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we shall return tomorrow on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's not forget the stakes of losing power in this country.
We know that if we keep a record, that we can ultimately hold them accountable. And indeed, we're using that record even now in federal court to limit what they can do. They've been tackling and detaining U.S. citizens, black and brown people, people who speak with an accent, and using that as an excuse to take people away. So we know that that's illegal. We also know that that's against law enforcement protocol. So these people need to know that if they keep doing it, they're eventually both going to lose their jobs and maybe even their freedom.
That's presidential nominee J.B. Pritzker talking about arresting and imprisoning ICE agents for deporting people. Now, that's bad, but a la Stanford, she's running for office, too. She feels the same way. She's just not sure why.
You also said you're running to abolish ICE. From an immigration enforcement perspective,
yes.
Who do you think should be in charge of enforcing immigration laws?
That's a good question. And you can pause because I just want to think about it for a minute.
Go ahead. We need to continue, though.
Okay. Who do I think should be in charge of enforcing immigration laws? Not the executive branch, so not the president. So it belongs with Congress.
You can tell she's put a lot of thought into these ideas. That's why she had to try to pause it mid-interview.
You also said you're running to abolish ICE. From an immigration enforcement perspective,
yes.
Who do you think should be in charge of enforcing immigration laws?
That's a good question. And you can pause because I just want to think about it for a minute.
Can you just pause? I know it's live TV, but can you just pause?
Also, let's not forget this.
Yeah, you know, I typically date older.
Okay,
so people that are older than me, I typically date older. Bald and a beard, and it's
a bald and a beard, and it's on.
Yes.
Can hardly blame her, Chris. What? Hey, Bronco. I'd be happy to serve on the USS Chalk. It sounds awesome. Well, of course, if we actually named one of our naval vessels after the wonderful anti-communists at Chalk, it would probably be, I mean, it might be the only warship you need. It would be so full of testosterone. You know that if you start taking natural herbal supplements from Chalk, your T levels are going to go through the roof. You know that, right? You don't have to get a needle jammed in your arm to stop being low energy, to stop all that brain fog. Chalk will do that for you right now. Naturally. We drink estrogen. You realize that? It's in the water. It's unavoidable. We drink estrogen. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk will fight back. We are losing 1% of our testosterone every single year. Reverse it. Start now. Get a subscription. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? All right. Let's move on and talk about this. Ken Griffin slams Mamdani for singling him out as a profound lack of judgment. Mamdani, you'll remember, mayor of New York City. He did that commercial. We played it for you on the show, talking about how he's going to tax the rich, and he stood in front of Ken Griffin. Ken Griffin's this billionaire. He has apparently a 24,000 square foot home in New York. He bought it for $238 million. Anyway, he's got some money laying around, probably a little bit more expensive than your last house. Mamdani called him out by name in the ad. Because Mamdani's a communist. He's an unapologetic communist, and he wages open war on the people he views as being the enemy. And Ken Griffin, of course, is mad about it, and he shouldn't do it, and I got all that. But go look up Ken Griffin's donations to Harvard. Remember the talk we had about, you know, you want to stop this street animal communism in this country, that you have to get to its roots. Just arresting the animals doesn't solve the problem. You have to get to its roots. And how many communist roots come from the university system in this country? And look, we'll name it by name. Harvard might be the worst. It might be the worst in the entire United States of America. The things they do there are awful, hugely detrimental to this country. You can't pay money to fund the bomb-making factory and then scream that bombs are going off in front of your home one day. We have got to stop this old Republican way of thinking where we revere institutions that have turned evil and have turned against us. We have to start shunning these institutions, and in every legal way we possibly can, we should aim to destroy these institutions. But when we are writing gigantic checks to these institutions, man, I don't want to hear any more complaints. I don't want to hear it anymore. Google co-founder rips California billionaire tax. Quote, I fled socialism. Okay. His name is Sergey Brin. All right. I hope he intends to fund Republicans who are running against Democrats. You flee socialism? That sounds good. I hope your intent is never to write a Democrat a check in the United States of America. Certainly hope that is the intent. Seems to be what we do over and over and over and over and over again. Let's remember the stakes of what happens if these people come back to power. Never forget they're dead serious.
We know that if we keep a record, that we can ultimately hold them accountable. And indeed, we're using that record even now in federal court to limit what they can do. They've been tackling and detaining U.S. citizens, black and brown people, people who speak with an accent, and using that as an excuse to take people away. So we know that that's illegal. We also know that that's against law enforcement protocol. So these people need to know that if they keep doing it, they're eventually both going to lose their jobs and maybe even their freedom.
Those are the stakes. Remember it.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Yeah, you know, I typically date older.
Okay,
so people that are older than me, typically date older. Bald and a beard, and it's
a bald and a beard, and it's on.
Yes.
Democrat reportedly accused of partaking in nose candy on the campaign trail. Honestly, is anybody surprised at this point in time? I'd be shocked if any Democrat was sober. Columbia Marxist FARC, F-A-R-C, kills 21 in the worst terrorist attack in decades. It's crazy to me that they've been fighting FARC in Colombia for decades and they can't seem to get these guys out. Study shows 40,000 retail stores could close over the next 4 years. That's a really big deal, and it's going to be a big deal on the campaign trail. We will be back tomorrow to do it all again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.